It's a possibility, and I can give you a rationale for this, a little explanation to make people understand better understand what's going on here. We know that temperature differences between the equator and the poles are lessening due to warming. We know the Arctic is warming at a faster rate than other parts of the world. This is going to decrease upper air wind speed. So that's step one. Step two is, as upper air wind speeds, the jet stream, decrease, they're going to tend to oscillate or wobble, moving north and south. And a good analogy for that is if you ride a bicycle, if you travel fast, the front tire goes straight, no problem. But if you ride very slowly, your front tire is going to wobble back and forth. And that's what the jet stream is doing. And the third step is, when it does wobble, it's going to bring us a greater frequency of cold and warm outbreaks. And we're experiencing one of those cold outbreaks. So with regard to cold weather, yes, quite possibly we're going to see more of these outbreaks as time goes on. With regard to snow and lake effect snow, the idea is that if the these cold air outbreaks cross over, say, Lake Erie, and the lake is warmer than normal because of a warming western New York, we should see greater lake effect snow. Now, when I look at the records from 1965 to the present, we're seeing a slight increase, but only a slight increase. There's not a statistical increase, so our lake effect snow really hasn't changed that much. Buffalo and western New York have always experienced these types of storms.
Whenever we get a snowstorm like this or some severe bitter cold like a polar vortex, critics will say, well, you know, so much for that whole global warming argument. And yet I hear the counter argument that, well, it's not so much a warming thing. It's a climate change. It's a global climate change, which does allow for these extremes. Once again, I'll ask the expert, explain.
Yeah, it's just as I explained, it sounds counterintuitive for the idea of having some cold weather. But again, climate change is impacting our jet stream, and all of our surface weather is attached to the jet stream. So where the jet stream goes, our surface weather goes. So as this jet stream wobbles and brings us cold air, it's going to give us these cold outbreaks. So even though we're experiencing climate change and overall a warming world, we're going to have these bouts of very cold weather, but we're also going to have bouts of very hot weather occurring as well. And sometimes the jet stream, because it's slowing down, tends to stick in place and it's blocked, and we get periods of maybe heavy rain, and that's why you get a lot of flooding occurring, or if a big high pressure sits over, say, Buffalo, we're going to get some very hot and warm weather for an extended period of time. So it's a little more complicated than just saying things are always going to be warming.
I've also seen and read reports suggesting a decrease in Arctic ice. Is there truth to that science, and does that contribute to this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The ice is decreasing at a fantastic rate. And what's happening, basically, that's why the polar regions are warming at a greater rate. And it's that difference between the poles warming at a faster rate than, say, equatorial zones that affects that jet stream. So the North Pole and the Arctic ice pack have been kind of a thermostat for the world. And as that ice pack is disappearing, we're suddenly going to see a greater warming occurring, and it's going to have a greater impact on our jet stream, and it's going to give us some extremely variable weather as time goes on.
Is this trend reversible?
Well, yes, in the sense that if we follow mitigation strategies and try to lessen the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, we're going to help the situation. But we are at a point that climate is changing and will change whether we do nothing. So the idea of mitigation now is to try to lessen the change that will occur. But climate is changing. It's changing today.